Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom Podcast, beginning to think about college for children. In this session, we are going to discuss the cost of college education and review some ideas to fund those costs. As you probably know, college is expensive. As you may not know, college costs are rising faster than inflation, and almost no one is predicting that college costs are going to come down. As a result, you may want to start thinking about funding your children's college costs now. The sooner you start thinking about this, and hopefully start saving, the easier it will be. Every year, the College Board publishes a report where they estimate the total cost of 1 year at different types of colleges. The total cost includes tuition, room, board, books, supplies, transportation, and other expenses. The current estimates of total college costs are over $49,000 for private colleges, $24,000 for in-state residents at a public college, and $39,000 for out-of-state residents at a public college. While it is impossible to know what will happen in the future, if college costs increase at only 4% per year, the numbers are staggering. In 10 years, a private college would cost over $72,000, a public college for an in-state resident would cost over $35,000, and a public college for an out-of-state resident would cost over $57,000. And do not forget, these are just the costs for 1 year. If your child graduates in 4 years, multiply by four. Of course, some students end up with a fifth year. Your child may qualify for a scholarship or financial aid to bring the numbers down, but your child may have additional expenses, like entertainment, that push the numbers back up. The bottom line is that it will be expensive to send your child to college, and even more expensive if you have more than one child. For decades, parents have used custodial accounts to transfer funds to their minor children to help for college costs. However, changes to the tax laws have enhanced the benefits of other types of accounts that should be considered. These include Coverdell Education Savings Accounts, or Education IRAs, and Qualified Tuition Programs, or Section 529 plans. Let's discuss these accounts. Custodial accounts are an easy and legal way to transfer the ownership of assets to a child. With these accounts, the parent creates a custodial account on behalf of the minor child. Assets are transferred into the account, and the custodian, usually a parent, manages the account until the child reaches legal age. Transfers to these accounts are irrevocable, and when the child reaches legal age, he or she can use the funds for anything. Another type of account to consider is a Coverdell Education Savings Account, or Education IRA. This type of account provides parents and others the opportunity to save for a child's education expenses with some tax advantages. The annual limit for contributions to these accounts is $2,000, and there are some income limits for those making the contributions. Earnings within the account are tax-deferred, and withdrawals are not subject to tax if they are used for qualified education expenses, including elementary and high school costs. Withdrawals not used for qualified education expenses are subject to regular income tax and a 10% penalty. Withdrawals must also be completed before the child reaches 30. Education IRAs function like regular IRA accounts and are available from most banks, credit unions, brokerage firms, and mutual fund companies. Investment options vary depending on the firm, with self-directed type accounts usually having the greatest flexibility. Qualified tuition programs, or Section 529 plans, are now offered by over 40 states. While the plans are offered by the states, there are no restrictions on where the child attends college. One potential drawback is that there are usually limited investment options. It makes sense to look at several states' programs to find the one that offers the investment choices you want. With a Section 529 plan, there are no income limits on the donors, and larger contributions can be made. In addition, there are special provisions to allow a front-end loading of up to 5 years of contributions to be made without any gift taxes. Withdrawals used for qualified education expenses are excluded from federal income taxation. starting to save early is critical. It can be very easy to put off starting to save for college, especially if your children are young. Yet, by starting early, even if it is just a small amount, you can make a large dent in what you will need. If you save $100 per month and earn 5%, you can have over $15,000 in 10 years and almost $28,000 in 15 years. You can always increase the amount you save as you earn more, but start now. Make time your ally. Here are some conclusions. Enabling your children to attend the college of their choice and get an education that will prepare them for a successful and productive life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. However, the cost of providing that college education can be very large. Developing a college savings habit early and taking advantage of special types of accounts can help provide your children with the funds they need for college and provide you with the satisfaction of knowing that you are doing the right thing for your children. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.